This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. It's 72 degrees and sunny in San Diego. It'll be around 63 degrees at first pitch. That is your Fan weather, brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal services. We are live at Piatta Italian Street Food, North Fayette, The Point. It's our big fill the boot thing that we're doing to raise money for the great volunteer fire departments in the area. Which is a way of introducing everyone to our second annual Fan 5 Alarm Marathon, which is going to take place on Thursday through Friday at the Upper St. Clair Fire Department. And the schedule is out for that at 937thefan.com. I am going to be hosting with Austin Bechtold from 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a big announcement on
they
what's
going to Bechtold in prime time.
I know.
Time.
You can take that up with Craig.
Prime time Bechtold?
It's a big spot for him.
I'll say.
But there's
Is he
going to
be like James Franklin, his favorite coach, in a big spot? Is he going to choke?
Probably. Like he did with us that time when he could only name two members of the 79 Pirates. But anyways, there is a big announcement for 5 o'clock on that day.
Okay.
At 5 o'clock, this was inspired by something that happened last night. A person who is a loyal listener to the station said this would be a great idea to gin up interest in the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. And I said, I'm all ears. So at 5 o'clock on Thursday evening, we will have the 93.7 The Fan producer, Pittsburgh Sports Spelling Bee.
Oh, my God.
Only producers are eligible. It is the same exact cash prize as the hot dog eating contest.
Which was?
$500 to the winner.
Put up by?
Benefactor.
Benefactor?
Yes.
We have another silent benefactor.
T-Bird is here.
He's a hot dog eating
stoned out of his
champion.
Mind. That's why he's eating Italian street food here at Piatta. Taking in, I think, a pasta dish, as a matter of fact. And so he's not defending his title, per se, because he won an eating contest, which, you know, when you're stoned, it helps. It's probably a performance-enhancing ingredient or drug. But he is eligible for the spelling contest.
Now, I have a question about this, and maybe this is giving away too much info, and if it is, you can feel free to plead the fifth.
Yep.
When you say a Pittsburgh sports spelling bee, is it going to be all names of Pittsburgh athletes?
It'll all have a Pittsburgh sports tie-in.
So my point, could somebody be asked to spell, for just as an example, Sanguian?
Sure.
Okay, that's what I was getting at.
Yeah.
Oh, Callis ain't winning that one. I believe the gentleman's name is spelled Zenjulin.
Yeah. So everybody's included. Intern Dom, Donnie, Bechtold, Nelly, Callis.
So
Polk.
Borges?
Myers, Borges.
Oh, I think Myers is an early front runner.
Seth the MILF Hunter.
Seth is going to get way out over his skis confident. Bechtold, I think, cuts the most bookish, dare I even say nerdy, profile. But I think he's going to psych himself out. He feels like this is finally his chance to shine, and I just wonder if he comes up small in the clutch.
And you know how the producers have, you know, the producers definitely have like a cult following?
Oh, for sure.
On site, people who are on site, if they make a $20 or more donation, mm-hmm. one time only, you can step in and spell
whatever
the word
it might be
for them to save them.
Oh,
almost like
man.
Using a lifeline on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Now, wait.
That's the little spin on it.
Now, hold on. Could a bunch of listeners rise up and continue donating, like individual people, and just help one producer? Say there was a contingent of 10 people who each were willing to donate $20 to basically help Harry Callis get all the way through. That's my question.
I'm in theory, sure, I guess. But the producer has to request the help.
Okay.
So if the producer thinks he can spell the athlete or the Pittsburgh sports-related thing on his
own.
So
they can't try to take Harry Callis under their wing and help
no.
him. Okay.
Well, we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
Man.
It's the first time we're doing this, so there might be kinks we have to work out for future spelling bees.
I have a...
Who do you think is... If you were setting Bechtold. Odds for this, like FanDuel.
Bechtold's like plus 150.
Wow! How about that, Dom? That's a shot at you.
Yeah, I mean,
you're the one in college right now who's used to studying for
things.
I think
Dom is like plus 225. I think he is the second favorite.
Okay.
He's the Rory McIlroy.
So you would
Bechtold,
put Dom
Scottie
and
Scheffler.
Bechtold ahead of Donnie.
Yeah,
I'm shocked by that.
I don't think Donnie. Well, wait a minute. Didn't Donnie tell us a story about being great at spelling class in Greensburg?
It's Greensburg, Chris.
Whoa.
What's up, man? Thank
you, man. I'm divorcing myself from that statement. It's Greensburg?
Yeah, I said
you just
it.
Might have alienated an entire county. What are you doing?
No, you're I don't
saying
think...
that they don't spell in Westmoreland?
Well, I'm not saying no. I don't think everyone in Westmoreland County would just like
you think it,
stick
you,
up for Greensburg here, is
you,
what I'm saying.
You just think Hempfield people are like, oh, I guess, you know.
Yeah, probably.
We do all our work in crayon? Come on. You know, I am the most qualified person to be involved with this. Fourth place at the Post-Gazette Spelling Bee 1997, I believe it was.
I mean, we'll all be there, so if you want to help officiate, by all means.
Well, can I be the guy like at the actual script spelling bee who gets really formal and has his book? He has to use it in a sentence. Catcher Manny Sanguian has a barbecue outside of PNC Park.
He hasn't been there lately.
No, he's not.
I miss that.
No,
I hope
he
he's
hasn't.
Doing okay.
Yeah, I agree. But that's going to be fun. I have big plans for Harry Callis, but I am keeping them very tightly wound under wraps. Okay? I have a very big plan for my guy Callis, probably at 11:30. So it's going to I'm going to encourage people, the late night loony crowd that of course I made my own early in the station's history.
Yep.
If you're a late night listener, about 11:30 I think we're going to hatch something on Harry Callis and put him under the broiler.
So, Armando Salguero is about to join us. He is. Okay, so he is synonymous with the Dolphins. He now writes for OutKick. He just wrote an article on this Jonnu Smith situation for OutKick. So he's now their national football writer, but he's based in Miami. He's worked for all the big Miami outlets. He is Miami, just like Bouchette. He represents Miami for the Pro Football Hall of Fame voting. That's
okay.
How tied in he
big
is.
Big time.
He's huge. He's massive. And he joins us right now to talk about this Jonnu Smith report. Armando, did this kind of catch you off guard? Did you have a feeling this was bubbling with this tight end who put up very good numbers last year in Miami and who's not making a lot of money?
Totally off guard. And the reason for that is, number one, if the Dolphins trade Jonnu Smith, they don't have a whole lot of stuff left behind him because they lost Durham Smythe, who was the number two tight end in free agency. And so the only way that this would make sense is trading Jonnu Smith and getting a tight end at some point back in a corresponding move. Either, you know, I'm going to say it, a Darnell Washington or maybe Michael Mayer from the Raiders or maybe even Mark Andrews from the Ravens. Ooh. I don't know that that's the case, but it doesn't make sense for it to be a one-move situation.
Armando, how good is Jonnu Smith at 30? I know he's coming off his best season, but like, how did those numbers get compiled? I know Hill was banged up, and so they had Tua banged up for a little bit. Like, how good was he? Was he truly almost 90 catches and 900 yards good, or was there a little compiling being done there?
No. The guy scored 8 touchdowns, which is a lot of scoring for a tight end. And he did it because, like you said, there was a lot of injuries that befell the Dolphins wide receiver core, and even Tua had some issues, as he often does. And so what happened was an offense that typically has in the past looked away from the tight end spot, not really concentrated on the tight end spot, they started looking to the tight end. And lo and behold, Jonnu Smith had a career year. And it makes sense, you know, that the Steelers would have some interest. I guess we can talk about to what degree, because of Arthur Smith, right?
Yeah.
He was the guy that was the offensive coordinator in Tennessee when the Titans went out and got Jonnu Smith. And had him for 4 or 5 years. The thing that's interesting to me about this whole thing is Jonnu Smith doesn't want to be traded. He is from Miami. He, you know, went to FIU, which is Florida International University, which is in Miami. And all he expected to do was ask for a, you know, either some sort of, number one, an extension, which he thought he wasn't going to get anyway, and he's not. And or number two, some sort of adjustment, not necessarily let's rewrite the whole contract and do a whole new deal, but at least let's adjust things a little bit. And the Dolphins' answer is no, we're going to go ahead and look around. And that's where the whole, you know, look, the Steelers are part of the look around.
Armando, if they're as thin in to the point of it almost being non-existent behind him and he wants to be there, like, how have they had such a hard time finding a happy medium here? Like, does the team really not value him that much despite having nothing behind him in the depth chart?
Well, so this is where you have to understand the agenda of the source, right?
Yes. Let's tell us how the sausage is getting made here. I'm very interested in this, Armando.
Right. It's coming from the Jonnu Smith camp, obviously. The Dolphins aren't discussing it. The Steelers don't want it discussed. The Steelers have tight ends, by the way, as you guys know. So the last thing they need is, hey, we're looking for tight ends, because that forces the guys that are currently on the roster to go, am I getting replaced? What's going on here? So it comes from the Smith camp, and it feels like they're trying to put pressure on the Dolphins to do something. And, you know, when it's out in the public, it looks bad for the Dolphins because of what you just said and what we just discussed. They don't have they have bodies, but they don't have accomplished players at tight end behind Jonnu Smith. If you can tell me Tanner Connor and Farrell Brown and Julian Hill are at the top on the tip of your tongue as, you know, tight end prospects, then you're a better man than I. But that's who the Dolphins have behind Jonnu Smith. And so, again, I just think that this is a Jonnu Smith camp thing where they want to maybe put a little pressure on the Dolphins to put this to bed and give the guy his raise.
Armando Salguero in Miami has covered the Dolphins for so long without Kick, our guest here. So at the end of the day, do you think Jonnu Smith will be traded to the Steelers, yes or no, Armando?
No, I really don't. Now watch it happen in the next 3 minutes, right?
And then everyone is on our text line going to rip you and call you out. This is what happens in sports talk radio, Armando.
Trust me, it wouldn't be the first time somebody rips me and calls me out. Remember, it was my fault for years and years and years when Zach Thomas didn't make the Hall of Fame. But
ooh,
he made it last year finally, and it was Zach. He did great. But, look, I just don't – it doesn't make football sense, again, unless the Dolphins have a corresponding move later on. And again, the answer to I'd like to have a raise or a contract adjustment or an extension is not often we're going to trade you.
Yeah.
That's not the next step. And especially when you're talking about a guy who's making $4.5 million a year, that's not exactly groundbreaking salary. And so that's why it just feels off.
Armando, thank you so much for enlightening us. We didn't know all that backstory on Jonnu Smith. We appreciate it. Thank you for coming on with us today.
My pleasure, John. See ya.
There you go. My new theory on this is that Adam Schefter owes Drew Rosenhaus one.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew Rosenhaus said to him, if you gin up this interest in Jonnu Smith, I'll hit you up with the next big Tyreek Hill story or Jalen Ramsey story or something like that. That's my take.
I mean, we came up to that conclusion when we did the old agent lookup yesterday that Rosenhaus is one of the few guys with enough stroke to maybe make that request of Schefter.
Texas on the Edgar Snyder Associates fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money from you. We are live at Piatta Italian Street Food, North Fayette. Another man who I think I recognize but forgot his name came up and made his donation a few minutes ago. You could be next helping us support the great volunteer fire departments that are in the area, and we're going to go full bore with that at our Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department 26-hour broadcast, the Fan 5 Alarm Marathon on Thursday into Friday. All right, we have a debrief next with Intern Dom. Italian Street Food, Piatta Italian Street Food, North Fayette, at the point. You know where it is. Easy to get to. Stop on by. We're here until 6. We're supporting volunteer fire departments. They need it. They absolutely could use our help. And this is the lead up to our big Fan 5 Alarm Marathon broadcast from the Upper St. Clair Volunteer Fire Department, which comes your way on Thursday. We have a nice young lady came up to us and said, is my Penn State money good here? And then Mulsey had to explain to her why he hates Penn State football, even though he went to Penn State.
She was saying that she was there when, like, a Matt Millen, an all-time tough guy, was there. And I explained to her the basic Nebraska premise, and she just kind of smirked, like...
I don't think she liked it, but she was being polite. I don't think she, like, thought your answer was sufficient for why you don't root for Penn State.
So she was basically then mad at a 9- or 10-year-old kid, because that's the Mulsey that rooted for that.
Well,
Nebraska
sure, but you didn't
team.
Grow out of it, you know?
I never had that affinity, but like what I always am amazed by, Dom, I know you have a debrief here.
Yep.
People are just astounded that I picked a college not based on whether I like the teams or not.
Well, I don't think you should make your college decision based on that, but once you're immersed in campus life, you start rooting for that
team.
See,
now
that's what most people do.
That's where the Mulsey-born contrarian part came out.
Oh, absolutely.
Once I got immersed in it, I turned further against it.
Well, that's because the non-Penn State people happen to think that there's some cult-like behavior that goes on up there, and you just didn't want to drink the Kool-Aid.
My buddy was resolute with me on that for the first 3 years there. My buddy Matt.
What happened to him?
He lives a normal life right now.
Married?
Yeah, successful.
Yeah, congratulations on all his success.
He gave in our senior year, and I've never been so disappointed in one of my close friends. I said, what happened to you?
Well, he still roots for him?
Yeah, I was like, you used to stand for something, and he just said, you know, I just caught the bug, and I got so disgusted.
At 3:30, James Jones, who's a media star with Fox Sports, Aaron Rodgers' former wide receiver, is going to join us. We'll get his take on what's going on with the mercurial free agent quarterback. That music in the background means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread Company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For 100 years of baking experience, Donnie is off today at another wedding. There's a shocker.
I was just going to say, wow.
So intern Dom is with us, and intern Dom is taking shots at Donnie. We announced last hour that at the Fan 5 Alarm event at 5 o'clock Thursday, there will be a fan producer, Pittsburgh Sports Spelling Bee. The winner will take home a $500 cash prize. And intern Dom has said that he will spell circles around Donnie at this event.
Yeah, I will. Hate to say it.
I think, well, Donnie's
You don't hate to say it at all. You sound very excited about bragging about how much you are
intern Dom,
superior as a speller.
Donnie just texted me something. Can intern Dom spell clothesline? But that, because that's what he's going to get when he's trying to spell his word. He's just going to run through you like he's Bradshaw and turn it into pro wrestling. Full contact spelling.
Mm. Yeah, Donnie's stronger than me. I don't doubt that for a second. But when it comes to spelling expertise, I take the cake.
Yeah,
so
I'm actually
the strongest muscle in your body is your brain.
I'm actually on Dom's side here. Like, threatening to clothesline him does not exactly suggest
here's
or
the
predict that Donnie's going to be able to outspell him.
Here's my problem with Dom. The last time he took part in a big all-producers contest, he was all hat, no cattle.
Yeah, he talked a big game and he ate one hot dog.
He sat there and did performance art. It was so bad. He sat there calmly eating a hot dog.
I had a medical issue during the event.
A medical issue? What are you going to claim, dyslexia when this happens?
It could happen. You never know.
Well, what is Charlie Borges going to use as an excuse? Because the last time he bowed out of the hot dog eating contest,
he said he had a family
A
hereditary, like, throat condition.
Yes, small throat.
the excuse.
And we, you and I just kind of bought that hook, line, and sinker, too. We didn't even question them.
True. What do you got for a debrief, Dom?
All right, guys. As I normally do with the debrief, I have a couple stories here to make it my own.
Yep.
Pony, one or two, what story would you like first?
Two.
Scott Hansen has announced, after a lot of up-in-the-air debate about whether he would return or not, that he is back with NFL Red Zone. He's apparently signed a long-term contract extension, and we are 100 days away from the return of NFL Red Zone. Do you guys watch NFL Red Zone?
I got back in. I used to be a guy who said that I don't like the Red Zone experience because I like to focus in on one game. Mm-hmm. And it's like it's too football porn to me. Like it's too much. Like it's just a sensory overload.
It's mainlining football, basically.
Yeah, but on game days where the Steelers played, say a primetime game or a Monday game, I got back into the Red Zone experience.
And you love it,
unless like there's a big like you know Ravens Bengals game or something like that, and I want to devote my full attention to that game. And yeah. I love Scott Hansen. I think Scott Hansen is one of the most underrated sports broadcasters in America.
He's done a thing with Red Zone that I think is just really hard to do, and he's done it kind of effortlessly. He's just so made it his own thing.
Right.
Like, he's become ubiquitous with, and totally associated with it without also making himself the star, if that makes sense. Like, he still lets the games take center stage, and he treats, I think, his stardom and kind of the cult following he has very humbly, which I think is a good quality to have. I will say this, though, Dom. You ask about Red Zone. I went and did the YouTube TV jump a while ago and decided to get a Sunday ticket with it because, like, the price was a little bit more reasonable.
Yep.
When you quad box four actual games on, like, the Big Mulsey basement TV, man, and each game is basically getting its own 40-inch screen.
That's pretty sweet.
I'm sorry.
I agree with that.
That is just absolutely
sick. I feel like that's something that old TVs used to do, picture-in-picture, that new TVs don't do anymore.
Well, picture-in-picture used to be up in the corner. They'd have that tiny little picture.
Yeah. Or, like, we had a big screen TV, like the old box one at my dad's house growing up.
I feel
up.
Like your dad's house had to have
He could
the,
split that TV right down the middle.
I feel like he had to have the cable scrambler, too, did he? Like, the one where he would get all the, he'd be like, I know a guy who got me all the channels.
No, well, I worked at a country club where the guy who ran it, like, got busted for.
Really?
Yeah, for that whole deal. But, no, we actually paid for DirecTV and, like, legally paid for all the sports packages.
Your dad's a noble guy.
We had MLB extra innings. We had the NBA package.
Apparently, the version
of NHL for a couple of years, and we had Sunday Ticket.
You could not have had a more different upbringing than me in that regard. We didn't even have cable till I was 17. I do know now, though, that like the new Brave New World on that front, Pony, like the 2025 equivalent of the black box cable, is apparently like jailbroken Fire Sticks that people use. I know people who can get like television, like sports from Bulgaria. On their like just very almost like borderline.
Well, during Craig Riley's degenerate sports betting days, that would have come in handy.
He would have been. He'd have been like Mulsey. Can you quietly tell me that the name of this guy? Who's got this?
Dom, did you see the Channing Crowder Jordan Hudson story?
No, but I'm very intrigued.
So, Channing Crowder is one of the co-hosts on Ryan Clark's Pivot podcast. They had Bill Belichick on. After the interview was done, Channing Crowder, who does a show, the former he played at Florida, and then he played for the Dolphins. So that's why he's on Miami Sports Talk Radio. He does Afternoon Drive in Miami on our sister station there. And so he went on his show there after the Bill Belichick interview and peeled back the layers of the onion and said that the whole interview was choreographed by Jordan
that
Hudson.
That they essentially allowed them to have editorial control
that
of the interview.
That she was, like, controlling Belichick and controlling a lot of the interview. I did not go back and listen to it, but that was the abridged version that I got. Apparently, this week, he came out and apologized and said he got caught up in the narrative and that actually wasn't true. And then Ryan went on and, like, gave some spiel about how, like, they shouldn't have exaggerated this and turned this into a big thing. But here's the most interesting part of this, because we work for this company. That audio got scrubbed off of their show podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So you can't even go back and unless someone's not taken it and put it somewhere else.
Well, somebody like screen recorded themselves right. listening to
How
it.
How about that?
See, it's stuff
that seems bad.
It's stuff like this where when people like Mark Caboli say, "Why do we care about Belichick and Jordan Hudson?" It's stuff like this that just makes it so fascinating.
I don't understand why Mark would say that. Honestly,
Jordan Hudson, I guess, contact that station in Miami and say, "You got to get rid of this,"
like threaten litigation or something. And the
lawyers
got involved.
I also just thought the idea that Ryan kind of let them have a lot of control over the interview. We like Ryan on this show. Ryan was very good to us. I think Ryan's done a ton in media, but like I thought that was a weird look for the pivot.
Well, he's got a good relationship with Belichick from doing the Inside the NFL show.
I know, but
that I think like there was so much negativity out there that he wanted to just like do Belichick a solid and like let's do a.
Was that? I mean,
it's a tough spot.
That means that Ryan Clark has lost all credibility.
Oh boy.
Hey, Dom's not afraid to go there. I mean, look at what he did to Pomp the other day.
I'm just telling you, Dom.
Did you hear that? Look at, I mean, he called Pomp ridiculous. And
based on some of the stuff going on with Ryan, he's got time for anybody. So, Dom, if he finds out you said that, Pony and I are backing away from that comment, and you can handle the blowback.
James Jones joins us next, 5 minutes away from the former Packers receiver and Packers Super Bowl champ on what's going on with Aaron Rodgers. Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. We're live at the Piata Italian Street Food in North Fayette. Come down here, get some food. We've got free Piata pocket cards to give away that you can use whenever you want. All we're asking for is a donation for our Fan 5 Alarm Marathon. It goes to the volunteer fire departments around town. $5, $10, $20, $100, whatever you can spare. And we're here until 6. Fan Hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mark Caboli's son's bowel movements have been a topic of much discussion on these shows. Also, Mark's youth baseball career. Those things converge now with Mark's son's baseball career. And his kid's game was rained out today, so I'm of the understanding that Mark is en route to Piata Italian Street Food here in North Fayette to join us later in the hour for a full hour. And he was at OTAs. We'll get a full breakdown of that with him. We're still efforting James Jones. James does a show in L.A. and I think lives in Phoenix. So I think that there's a lot of travel that goes on with him after Friday shows that we might be dealing with. But he is an extremely nice guy to the point where when I tried to get him on last week and our wires got crossed up a little bit, he reached out to me to try to sort things out and get him on air. So
that's rare.
I like that.
That's rare.
He really is a salt of the earth guy, and we've seen some of those dudes come through the Steelers that we've done shows
with. Would you say he's blue collar?
100%. Absolutely.
So how the hell do you get along with him?
Well, I'm very blue-collar. You know that. You're just saying that to try to get under my skin right now.
No, I wouldn't do that. No.
Who do you think is the nicest Steeler we did shows with or you've been around? Bud Dupree? Because he tried to kill me?
Bud was pretty chill
with me. Not kill me. That's an exaggeration, but threatened to beat me up.
He did threaten to beat you up. There were some other things he threatened to do, or people, I guess. Didn't he make a threat to you that he would
sleep with my mom?
Yeah, I think maybe that.
Yeah, I think something along those lines.
She probably would have chilled Bud out. She'd have been like,
Would you
like to smoke some Bud, Bud? And he would have been like, yeah, you're pretty cool. You want to watch Scooby-Doo? When I did a show with him briefly, he was very chill. He was very nice. But he was not a polished speaker on the radio.
No.
Like, there was Bob Nightingale syndrome, among other things, some stop shorts. The nicest Steeler. Ramon was always very cool.
He popped into my head right away.
Motes, I think, is the winner, though. Arthur Motes. I think that's the winner for me.
You know what I love about Motes? He's always in a good mood.
Yep.
But when he used to do a show with us once a week for 4 hours, I feel like I would grade on him to the point where, even though he's a super nice guy and a very agreeable person, I do think he would disagree with me just to disagree with me because he didn't want to, like, be on my side of the argument.
I always felt like I was trying to get Arthur to gang up on you with me, like as a dynamic on the show.
Yes, I also picked up on that. That was deliberate on your part?
I thought that was good for the show. You're always...
Well, you and Donnie like to do that now.
But that's
you turn it into a handicap match.
Well, right. You're like the big show, and we're like the two smaller guys who've got to like go low, go high to get you down
on
the
ground. I mean, you'll give an opinion, and Donnie's like, you basically stole the words right out of my mouth, Malzie.
To the point where I start to let him go first.
That happens like once a week.
I let him
that's
go first.
That's never happened with him and me, by
that's
the way.
That's true. No, you know what else I'll say about Arthur? And I don't think I've ever met any other Steelers players' kids. His son, Gray.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We were at that broadcast.
We were at
him.
A broadcast in, like, East Liberty or thereabouts.
Could not have been better
behaved.
The
kid was just so incredibly well-behaved and polite. Like, my jaw hit the floor because he's the age, I think, he was the age that Ace is now.
Yeah.
Ace would have been an unholy terror, and he was just the quietest, nicest little kid. And I was like, man, that, again, reflects incredibly well and positively on Arthur, his wife, the whole family. So Moats is my official pick.
James Conner was very respectful, but God, was he scared to death to say anything that was going to get him in trouble with us. Oh, my God.
And that bummed me out for one reason,
Well, you
was,
knew him from his pit days.
Well, I knew him from his pit days, and he was the same respectful guy, and he was easygoing, and he would give you a little more, even though he was still trying to, like, make sure he didn't step out of line and say anything he wasn't supposed to. But, yeah, once he got to the pros, I think if you got him now in Arizona, where he's, like, definitely a team leader – I think if you got him on the air, you'd get a little different version of him.
Oh, when I saw Connor at the Super Bowl.
You said he was totally
He was
chill.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
He was so cool. Hotline brought to you by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Our guest right now spent 8 years with the Packers, beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl, sadly, has gone on to do big things in media, is now over at Fox Sports 1, co-host of the show The Facility, and he's joining us right now to talk about Aaron Rodgers. And that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
There's one James Jones, a man who made an art form of wearing a hoodie on the field when he played football. James, we were just talking about what a good guy you are. Where does that come from? Was that your parents? You always get out of bed with a smile on your face? What's the story there?
Oh, man, y'all don't start the show and treat me like that, man, like I'm this. No, man, hey, you know, I guess it's just the way I grew up, man. You know, the way my mom raised me, my grandma raised me, it's kind of just the way I grew up, man, you know. Always be good to people, man, that's it.
Because I didn't want to like you because you beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl, but I couldn't help myself.
You know, hey, you know what? I could kind of tell. I kind of caught the drift when I first met you, my dog. You know, like, hold on. Is this dude cool or not? Okay, he is cool. He just caught some passes. That's it.
James, I have a question off of that, though. Name me one teammate through your entire career who looked real mean and, like, cut
a real mean profile,
but as soon as you got to know him was, like, the nicest dude ever.
Oh, my goodness. That looked mean and was the nicest dude ever.
Because we've had a lot of people say if you get to know James Harrison here, like, he would put up the big front, like, I'm scary looking at all times. And then they'd say he was a real cut-up behind the scenes.
Yeah, that is true.
Hey, now that dude did look mean, man. That dude looked mean. So for him to be, you know, for him to be super cool like that, I am definitely surprised at that because he did look mean. And he did hit me a couple times too that wasn't too nice. You know, I never really had like no teammates that really looked just like angry and just was super nice, man. You know,
if they were angry.
Yeah, if they looked angry, man, and you met them, they was angry dudes. That's just how they live. I don't know about being nice.
James, what is your take? You talk about it all the time on your show. And you got to know him for a very long time. He was your quarterback. You won a championship with him. What's your take on the holdup here on why Aaron Rodgers isn't signed with the Steelers?
You know, to be honest with you, when you get later in your career, man, it could be a bunch of thoughts that you're thinking and a bunch of things that's going on in your life that you could be thinking about, man. And, you know, with Aaron Rodgers, for playing so long at a very high level, for being in one spot to where you knew exactly how everything was going to go, you knew exactly when you had to come in, you knew all of that, to going to the Jets, and then now you're moving again, possibly moving again. At some point, I think you sit there and you're like, you know what? Is it worth it? Do I want to play? You know, do I still love this game? I think you're kind of dealing with a lot of that, you know. And so I think Aaron Rodgers someday, man, to be honest with you, will wake up and be like, man, I am ready to go. I want to do this. I want to chase another year, chase another championship. And so some days he'll be like, man, you know what? Is it worth it moving again? You know, so I think he's kind of juggling a lot right now because I know that's why I retired. I went from the Green Bay Packers to the Raiders, and then I went back to the Packers for a year, and then I found myself in training camp for the San Diego Chargers, and I was like, you know what? I'm done. I ain't moving the family no more. I'm done. So I think he could be juggling a lot right now, but for him not to officially announce his retirement lets me know that he wants to play. So, you know, and I believe Pittsburgh is the best place for him to go play. And he's walking in there, the day one starter, and the Pittsburgh Steelers got better.
All right, so you kind of, with the last thing you said there, James, you took my next question away because I was going to say the old saying goes, if you're thinking about retirement, you probably just should retire because that's probably what you want to do. But if you don't think that's the case with Rodgers and he's just kicking this around, how important is it for him to get there sooner rather than later just to develop a rapport with the guys he's going to be throwing the football to?
I mean, that's huge, man. You know, I think that's the main thing that I kind of wish he was there already because, you know, being able to build that chemistry with the guy. Sorry, man, I'm over here coaching my sons in the weight room as I'm trying to talk to y'all.
What happened? The squat form wasn't good. I know something about that.
I know y'all probably thinking like, man, this dude on TV, he keep pausing and all that. He know what he's talking about. No, so playing with Aaron Rodgers, man, chemistry is everything, man. And not only that, Aaron is such a perfectionist in practice, too, to where, like, I mean, he wants it perfect in practice. He wants the chemistry to be perfect in practice. When you watch the film with him, he's like, hey, man, this is the way, certain ways we're going to run routes this week compared to the way we ran it last week, you know. especially just speaking on the back shoulder. Sometimes he'll be like, hey, DK Metcalf, hey, don't look back this week. I'm throwing this ball down the field. You know, then he could be like, hey, man, we're playing Jalen Ramsey this week, man. If Jalen Ramsey is inside of you, man, up 10 to 15 yards down the field, if you have a go ball, look back because the ball could be coming. That's the stuff that they're kind of missing out on right now, chemistry-wise, because Aaron Rodgers is one of the greatest to ever throw the football, and he could put the football in any spot that he wants to put the spot in. But for the receivers, they need to kind of know what he's thinking in certain routes and things like that. So I think that's a big piece of what they're missing right now, that chemistry. And the longer it goes, the less time they get to build that.
Former Packers receiver Aaron Rodgers teammate James Jones, a Super Bowl champion, our guest here. Let me ask you this one, James. There's all kinds of conversation about Rodgers' personality. He goes on Joe Rogan. He brings up UFOs and fog embryos and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah, he did.
What are fog embryos?
I don't know.
I don't even
go,
know.
Go Google it. Maybe James knows. Maybe it was a big conversation in the meeting rooms. Was he like that when you played with him? I mean, there are guys that are all about ball, but would he bring up like crazy things that you're like, damn, I didn't know that he had an opinion on this?
Maybe the other teammates, but to me, no. You know, because I ain't really too into UFOs and all that type of stuff. So Aaron is one of those dudes to where in the locker room, he has relationships with everybody. You know, so I'm assuming some of them teammates he possibly had some of those conversations with. But with me, it was about rap music. It was about being from California. It was about the wife and kids. You know what I'm saying? And we would chop it up about certain things like that. Obviously, you know, as he got to know me, I'm like, hey, bro, I like country music and all that stuff too. You know what I mean? So you start talking about little stuff like that, you know, but it wasn't necessarily UFOs and all that stuff with me. Now, with some of the other teammates, possibly, you know, because he had relationships with everybody. But with me, no, I never talked to him about any of that stuff. It really was ball. It really was family. It really was some, you know, some rap music, you know, stuff that really was going on
rapper,
in the football
James?
World.
Who was the rapper he would always cite as his favorite back then?
Well, so me and him, we got a little Warren G connection, man. Me and him got a little Warren G connection. So, you know, I used to kind of bring up some Warren G songs to him, you know what I mean? And we kind of used to, you know, build a little chemistry off them Warren G. I'll still send him a couple Warren G songs every now and then. You know, Regulators was a big one, you know.
Of course.
You know, get at it, yep.
Pony, can you name one other Warren G
song
besides Regulate?
I cannot, but I'm not a North California guy, so I don't think I'm obligated to know.
It's all right, Pony. I'm going to get you up on game, man. Once we get off, I'm going to send you a couple.
James, let me ask you this. I want to make sure we get your opinion in on this. There's a thought here that when Aaron Rodgers comes to the Steelers, it's no longer Arthur Smith's offense. It becomes Aaron Rodgers' offense. He's going to put in the terminology he wants. He's going to put in the plays that he wants. It's really going to be about what he wants out of an offense. Do you agree with that?
I think it's going to be a little bit of both. I definitely don't think Aaron Rodgers is coming in here, and these dudes have been in OTAs and they've been in, you know, IPWs and all that, and Aaron's going to come in here and he's going to totally change the offense. I do not think that's going to happen. Now, what will happen is it'll be like, hey, Arthur, these are some of the things that I'd like to do. Can we implement? But it's not going to be a whole new offense. Absolutely not. We've been teaching the kids and all these dudes our offense, Arthur Smith's offense. I think it'll be a little mixture of some of the stuff Aaron Rodgers likes to do. Maybe, you know, if we go up tempo and we go a little no huddle, these are some of the plays that I like to get to. Can we toss these in? You know, so I think it'll be a little bit of that. But, no, I think it'll be a lot of Arthur Smith's offense. But I think Arthur Smith, knowing the type of quarterback he has, the offense will possibly look different with Aaron Rodgers anyway because you know what type of passer you have. But I don't see him changing a bunch of the offense.
James, how – like, I think his reputation at times has been adversarial with coaches, or like Andrew just asked you, like, is he going to make it be all about what he wants to do? How was he with the coaches when you were his teammate?
It's so crazy, man, because that is not Aaron at all, man. Like, we used to get frustrated with Aaron Rodgers. Like, go tell Coach Mike McCarthy we want to do this. He like, nah, man. Like, that's what Mike wants. This is what we going to do. We like, dang, bro, you got all the power to change all this. You ain't going. And he always like, nah, man, you know, this is going to do. Now, he would come to us during the week, like, hey, I meet with Mike tomorrow, Wednesday. What's some of the plays that you guys love? You know what I'm saying? And we'll be like, hey, man, we love Tampa, love Knight. We love these play calls in the game. So he'll go tell Coach Mike those is what the plays we love that we're really comfortable with. But he was never a guy to, like, really just try to step on people's toes. Now, as he got more advanced in the offense, Coach McCarthy gave him more freedom. So he was able to change a lot more plays at the line of scrimmage. You know what I mean? He was able to get us into the right plays, but it still was Coach Mike's offense with just a little spin of Aaron Rodgers because he was so smart. So that's why when people say, oh, he's going to come in and change. No, he's not. Now, he may come in just like Tom Brady may come in. When Tom Brady, LeSean McCoy talks about it all the time. When Tom Brady came to Tampa, they ran Tampa Bay's offense, but it was a lot of nuggets that Tom Brady loves to do from New England, too, that we're going to add. That's any superstar quarterback. You know, so Aaron will come in there and he'll be like, hey, Arthur, man, hey, can we toss this in? But he is far from just like a selfish dude, like it's my way or the highway, we run in my office. He's not like that at all.
James, great job giving Mike McCarthy some love. No doubt McCarthy friends and relatives are listening to this show right now. So we appreciate that.
Coach Mike is my guy, man. Coach Mike, there's still a lot of stuff Coach Mike taught me that I still use this day, not only for my kids, not only for my wife, my family.
In that weight room right now, some big Mike
TV
tricks,
and, like, in the weight room right now, you know. Shoot, I probably yell a couple things Coach Mike taught me, man, you know. Quit reading your press clippings and all that type of stuff.
Did you ever have to ask him twice what he was saying because his Pittsburgh accent was so thick?
No, man, there's nothing Coach Mike can say. Coach Mike, no, I speak his lingo.
Hey, James, you're awesome. You're the best. So happy that we were able to get you on. Good luck with everything. We'll be in touch, okay?
Not a problem, man. Appreciate it.
There you go. James Jones.
We had a vote for, even though they were ships passing in the night, the mean guy who was actually nice once you got to know him. They didn't play at the same time. They were separated in Green Bay by 2 years, but we got a submission for Martellus Bennett.
Ooh.
As like a super scowling guy, but when Marty Bennett was very funny dude when he would talk.
I remember he told me at the Super Bowl that they still have their reunions for that team that beat the Steelers, and he's like, none of us can find B.J. Raji. He's just gone off the grid.
Do you respect it? How do they not have his cell phone number?
I don't know. Maybe he doesn't have a cell phone anymore. Maybe it's like actually, Lambert does have a cell phone.
Lambert prefers to communicate via sarcastic handwritten letter to Joe Starkey.
Lambert leaves Larry Richard, like,
lengthy
voicemails where he busts his balls and calls him out. It's crazy. He's played something.
It's
for
just
me.
Insane to me that Larry, this is Jack Lambert.
Yeah.
Like,
true.
Just so random. It's so random.
I mean, it's a pretty huge flex.
What did he write to Starkey? Starkey will text me if he's listening. He basically said nice column, sweetheart, or something.
I mean, it's
something sarcastic.
It's an unbelievable flex for Larry that he can just pull up a voicemail that Jack Lambert left him.
Oh, when he wrote not snarky, but the obviously sarcastic letter back to Joe rightly took it as a point of pride that he had gotten on Jack's radar.
Yeah.
He's up there in what, Katanning or whatever?
Yep.
Do you think he has a smartphone, though? You can send a voice. You can leave
no,
a voicemail.
No, I know what you're saying.
Via flip phone.
I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say he does.
For Candy Crush. I'm just addicted to this Candy Crush game.
I love TikTok. All right.
Wait, Jack Lambert sounds like Eric Agnew.
I don't know why I did that voice. Kabali coming up in a few minutes. I believe Mark's going to join us here. He has everything on OTAs. He has thoughts on Aaron Rodgers. I got a text about something Kabali just said about Aaron Rodgers. I want to see if it's true or if it's a game of telephone.
Oh, boy.
We're live at Piatta Italian Street Food, North Fayette.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.